AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. More Americans filed for unemployment last week. The second week in a row that number is up, but it's still at a low level, consistent with more hiring, according to the analysts. But the hiring isn't prompting people to buy houses. Home construction is down 2.5% in March when compared to the same time last year. He says he was just delivering the mail. The Florida postal worker who's under arrest after his ultralight landed on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol. Our Ed Donahue's in Washington.
Charlotte Richardson thought it was a drone.
It sounds just a bit like a lawnmower.
It turned out to be a tiny helicopter with one person inside.
This is a man that knew how to fly the machine that he was in, and he looked like he had a plan.
A postal carrier from Florida, Doug Hughes, says he was delivering letters to all 535 members of Congress to draw attention to campaign finance corruption. House Homeland Security Committee Chair Michael McCaul says if the aircraft had gone much closer to the Capitol, authorities were ready to shoot it down. Ed Donahue, Washington.
It's been over a year since that Malaysia Airlines flight vanished with 239 people on board while on a flight to Beijing. This morning, authorities say they will widen the search area in the Indian Ocean, and they're promising the search will continue until they find the aircraft. Australian Deputy Prime Minister Warren Truss.
The intention would clearly be to recover the black boxes and other critical elements of the aircraft.
He says they want to know exactly what happened to that plane and why. If a white South Carolina police officer is convicted of murder in the shooting of a black man who was running away from him, he will not be executed. The death penalty apparently doesn't apply in this case, according to the prosecutor. Meanwhile, court records show the case has been assigned to a black judge. This is AP Radio News. Vladimir Putin is slamming the U.S., saying it doesn't need allies, it only needs vassals. Meanwhile, he's defending his move to send a missile defense system to Iran. Our Charles de Ledesma's overseas with this story.
Speaking in a televised call-in show, Russian President Vladimir Putin said the 2010 Russian ban on supplying the missile system to Iran was voluntary. He believes that lifting the ban doesn't contradict international sanctions against Iran, which is still in place despite a framework agreement reached early this month between Tehran and six world powers over its nuclear program. Putin's view is that Iran's shown a great degree of flexibility and a desire to reach compromise. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On another subject, Vladimir Putin says the killing of his prominent critic Boris Nemtsov was tragic and shameful. He says he doesn't know, though, if it will be possible to track down the mastermind. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.